Ready for a deep dive? We're tackling a topic that's everywhere you look but rarely explored in depth. Gender.
It's definitely a conversation that's accelerating quickly
Yeah.
And not always in the right direction. You know what I mean?
It's so easy to get caught up in the headlines and miss the nuances. That's why for this deep dive, we're turning to Coe's Spiegate Bene, a publication by Il Post that's known for its, well, clear explanations.
And respect for their readers. They really emphasize creating a space for respectful dialogue.
Which is so important with a topic like this that can become, well, let's just say, heated really quickly.
Absolutely. And they don't shy away from the complexities either. They jump right into the differences between transgender and cisgender, making sure everyone's starting on the same page.
Okay, so like defining those terms right off the bat, that makes sense. But then they go beyond those definitions, right?
They do. They introduce this idea of gender as a spectrum, which really throws that old binary thinking out the window.
Hold on, a spectrum. So we're talking about more than just male and female.
Exactly. Think of it like, instead of black and white, imagine a whole rainbow of possibilities.
Wow. Okay, that's a helpful image. Do they give any like real world examples of what that looks like?
They do. They talk about Demi Lovato coming out as non-binary and asking to be referred to as they, them. It's a great example of how important someone's pronouns are to their identity.
Right, because using the wrong pronouns, it's not just like being impolite.
It can be really invalidating. The articles talk about the challenges transgender people face when their identity documents don't match their lived gender.
It makes you realize how stressful something as simple as showing your ID could be.
And that's just one small example of the kind of emotional toll it takes.
Speaking of things that often get muddled in this conversation, what about intersexuality? It's part of this larger discussion about gender, but it's distinct, right?
Absolutely. Coe's Spiegate Bene does a really good job of separating the two. They make it clear. Intersex is about biological sex characteristics. It's not about gender identity or sexual orientation.
Okay, so let's break that down. What does it actually mean to be intersex?
Basically, it means someone is born with variations in their sex characteristics, like chromosomes, hormones, even anatomy, that don't fit the typical definitions of male or female.
So it's more common than people might realize.
Much more. They said a biologist who estimates that up to 1.7% of the population could be intersex. That's a lot of people.
Wow, I had no idea. It really challenges that idea we have of there just being two sexes, you know?
Totally. And it's why language is so important. They emphasize using differences of sexual development, or DSD, instead of disorders of sexual development, which was the old term.
Because it's not a disorder, right? Just a natural variation.
Exactly. But not everyone sees it that way, unfortunately. The articles talk about unnecessary surgeries performed on intersex infants, sometimes without their parents' full consent.
That's heartbreaking, just to make them fit into those binary categories.
It's a huge issue. But on a more hopeful note, they highlight Malta. They were the first country to ban those non-consensual surgeries on intersex infants.
That's a step in the right direction, for sure. You know, growing up, it always felt like pink was just the girl color.
Oh, totally. Everywhere you looked.
Yeah. So you can imagine my surprise when I'm like reading these articles and I find out that back in the 1700s, pink was actually considered a masculine color.
Right. It was seen as this strong, vibrant color.
Hold on. So are you telling me there was a time when like little boys were the ones running around in pink outfits?
Seems hard to believe now, right? But yeah, the articles trace this whole history of how the color pink went from being associated with heroes and warriors.
Because it was closer to red.
Yeah, exactly. To what we think of today as this like soft feminine color.